Hello friends, welcome to Planting Nature. In this podcast, I will give complete information on Moringa tree.
It is also called as drumstick, horseradish tree, Ben oil tree. In Hindi, it is called as Sahajan. The scientific name is Moringa oleifera. Moringa is native to India. It is a fast growing, drought resistant and deciduous tree which will shed the leaves annually. This tree can grow up to 10 to 12 meters. It is highly branched. The branches are fragile. They are easy to break. Covered by a whitish grey color bark. The leaves are pinnately compound. The leaflets are oval in shape. In some varieties, flowering starts from 6 months of planting. The flowers are generally half an inch, yellowish white color, having 5 unequal petals and bisexual. The tree bears hanging fruits which are long, around 6 to 18 inches. This fruit has a smooth skin with dark green color. It is a three-sided fruit which has a fleshy pulp and pea-sized seeds dispersed in it. The seeds are globular, dark brown in color, surrounded by white papery wings. These wings support in the seed dispersal. Almost all the parts of this tree are edible, including leaves, flowers, fruit, seeds, and roots as well. Of all these parts, leaves and immature pods are highly consumed, leaves being the most nutritional part of this tree. Let us now compare the nutritional value of leaves and immature pods. Carbohydrate content is almost same. Proteins and fat content is high in leaves than pods. Leaves are rich in vitamin A, B2, B6 and vitamin C, whereas the immature pods are rich in vitamin C. Leaves are rich in magnesium, iron, calcium and manganese, whereas the immature pods are rich in potassium, manganese and magnesium. Along with these, Moringa is also rich in antioxidant and many phytochemicals. Let's now look at some health benefits. Moringa is good for stomach. The antibacterial properties reduces the pathogens and also helps in treatment of constipation and gastritis. The minerals like calcium and potassium keeps the bones healthy, and the anti-inflammatory properties helps in reducing edema and also helps in treatment of arthritis. Moringa also has the properties to improve the mood. It helps in treatment of depression, anxiety and fatigue. The many antioxidants and phytochemicals in Moringa helps in prevention of cancer, has the properties of decreasing the blood pressure, decreases cholesterol, thereby providing a healthy cardiovascular system. Along with the antibiotic properties, the leaves have wound healing properties. The leaf paste, when applied on the wounds, can remove the scars also. Moringa also can help in management of diabetes. It has the properties to reduce the glucose in blood and also to reduce the proteins and sugar in urine. Since it is rich in iron, it helps in treatment of anemia and helps in increase of hemoglobin concentration. The vitamin C content and the antioxidants helps in building a strong immune system. Moringa is also good for kidney and liver health. It helps in clearing the toxins from the body and also decreases the development of kidney stones. Some sources claim that Moringa has aphrodisiac properties. That means it is very good for fertility and helps in improvement of sperm count and vitality in males. The Ben oil extracted from seeds protects from free radicals and is also beneficial to skin and hair. Now let us look at some of the uses of the individual parts. Leaves are edible, so many recipes can be prepared with these, including curries. The tender leaves can be used for garnishing. Sometimes these leaves are added to other recipes in the similar way as coriander. In many countries, these leaves are sold as powdered or capsule forms. The immature fruits are very commonly eaten in India and Bangladesh, and of course there are numerous recipes with these. The mature seeds are eaten as a dried snack. Generally, these are roasted as nuts and also eaten as peas. Flowers and roots are edible as well. Flowers can also be used for garnishing and can be directly cooked as well. The taste of roots is like horseradish, hence the tree is also called as horseradish tree. The roots contain many flavor qualities, and the extract from the roots are used for making many natural flavors, spices and sauces. The oil extracted from seeds contain 38 to 40% of edible oil. It is clear, odorless and highly beneficial for health. It is also used as a biofuel.
In developing and underdeveloped countries, moringa is identified as a superfood which can improve the nutritional status, boost the food security. In some countries, the women and children are provided with moringa capsules to improve their nutrition condition and to avoid malnutrition. The leaves are also considered as a very good forage for the livestock. After extracting the oil from the seeds, the remaining cake is used for water filtration. As the seed contains dimeric cationic proteins, this property of the seeds is gaining high importance as it can provide non-toxic, natural and sustainable material for water purification. As the leaves have antibiotic properties, the leaf powder when wetted or soaked in water can form a good replacement for soap due to its detergent properties. In some underdeveloped countries, the usage of leaf powder as soap is highly studied to save the poor from infections. Almost all the parts like bark, sap, roots, leaves, seeds, flowers are used in the traditional medicine to treat numerous conditions. Moringa can be propagated through seeds and stem cuttings as well. The seeds have very high germination rates. Moringa is a sunlight-loving tree which can be easily grown in subtropical and tropical regions. This tree cannot tolerate and survive in extreme cold conditions. India is the largest producer of moringa in the world. It can be easily grown in containers and home gardens as well. So friends, I strongly recommend to plant moringa and enjoy all the parts and be healthy. If you like the information, follow me on Facebook and subscribe on YouTube. You can find me by simply typing Planting Nature. Thank you.